Blog Talk Radio.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that the world somewhere will soon make a change. We all a part of God's great big family, and truth, you know, love is all we need.
There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better day, just you and me. Well, send them your heart, so they know that someone cares. As God has shown us, I turn it so red. And so we all put this in a living hand. We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones to make a brighter day. So let's not give in. We'll save our lives. It's true, we make a better day, just you and me. We're running out, there is no hope at all. But if you just believe, no way we can fall. We'll be right back.
God is healing tonight, this Saturday night, the last Saturday in the month. I want to thank you, Gloria, for the healing that you received from God. The doctor said you couldn't move it, but it moved. I want to tell you tonight as we get ready to go into divine healing tonight. 9607, I called you because Bryce Star had a message for you. So after the service, give me a call so I can tell you what Bryce Star said for you to do. And I'm talking to you, 9607. You call me after the I'm taking the best that I'm going to tell you. I want you to get ready for divine healing tonight. Gloria was supposed to have surgery because the doctor said her knee was rubbing together. But after she prayed and talked to the ancestors, when she went back for surgery, the doctor did a scan and said, it's all right, it can grow back. The doctor was shocked. She was shot. I told her, don't be shot because God is divine healing. I'm praying for the people down in Jefferson City, those in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, those that died in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, in the tornado last night. And I was saying last night, I think I was talking to a girl that was in Yazoo City, and I was telling about the tornado that was coming back to back. And I think it killed 25 people, tore up the town, you know, and it went on and hit some parts of Alabama and some parts of Greenwood, Mississippi. And I'm talking about it tore the houses all the way down. I want to tell you, in April, the floods and more tornadoes back to back. Now, I'm going to tell you some things that's going on. You might know. See, there were no chemtrails up in the air because it was too bad. Now, we had floods and tornadoes in California and not an inch of snow, feet of snow, 5 feet. Of snow, 2 feet of snow, 8 feet of snow in California. So what I'm saying to you tonight, God is cleaning up the earth. And along with cleaning up the earth, you're cleaning up your mind and your dirty body. You know what I'm saying? If some people got dirty minds and they don't have minds like God because they so used to sin. The wages of sin is death, to get to God eternal life. I want to pray for you, where you have a divine connection. The lady asked me today in the mall, Bishop, why is this happening to my car? You won't stop doing what you're doing. She got quiet. I said, you know what you're doing. That's why your daughter don't get healed. That's why your son don't get healed. Because you won't stop doing your sin. Sometimes it's generational sin. 5, 10 generations. And it falls. Now, this is what they did over in Indiana. They voted for children 5, 6, 7, 8 years old can have a sex change. If they don't want to be a boy, they can have a sex change to be a girl. If they don't want to be a girl, they can have a sex change to be a boy. I'm talking about 5, 6, 7, 8 year old, up to about 15 to 16. But politics have nothing to do with sin. Well, over in Indiana, they voted for that not to go through. Did you know that people protesting? They want little kids, genitals to be cut out. Kids don't know what they, and they want them to take hormone treatment. That's sick. The wages of sin is death, the gift, that's sickness. That's sickness, dirt, and evil. evil mind and took them over. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. That's evil thoughts. Y'all know what I'm saying? Those people got evil thoughts on their mind. They ain't got positive thoughts. They ain't got the thought of love. They got the thought of doing evil. And it's a divine law and divine all the way from God. Now, I'm going to speak tonight about divine healing. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Set back for a comeback, and I'm back. And when I'm back with all the knowledge and wisdom that God gives to me and my ancestors. Right now, I'm standing on the back of my great-great-grandfather, and you standing on the back of your father, your mother, you standing, and you're going to let sin take you down when they fought for you to be better. They fought for you to be healthy. They fought for you to be rich. They fought for you to be successful. And you let one drink of alcohol, one snort of dope, of cocaine, or whatever you take you out. Here's the kids come from the ball to the football game. They go rent a hotel. They go get them some Caesar Seven gin, and they get some cocaine. They spread it out on the table, and they begin to snort it. But you know all five of them was dead in that hotel, and the maid come and knock on the door the next morning. All of them had died because they got the wrong stuff. I was young folks, and you got to let them know. Is a killer of him. Abaddon is the angel of death. Michael is the angel that fight evil. And I want to tell you tonight, as I pray for your healing tonight, 2023, I want to pray for your headache. I'm getting a divine word about your headache and ears. That's nose, throat, and ear. After this month, you're going to be much better. I want to talk to you 30-30. I got a divine word for you, Psalm 72. 2023, Psalm 17. That's your healing scripture for God. Give me. Now, some of you don't listen. I'm going to go to 62-64-92. It's a lot going on with you. But the Spirit told me to give you a scripture. And this scripture, read Romans 1:5-6, but also read the 29 number of Psalms. It seemed like that if some things going to open up for you, but you got to be able to step into what God's going to give you in 2023. There are going to be some old floods and storms back to back. Whether you know it or not, it's coming. You can hide and run. And it's time for you to get your life. It's people, there's more people going to die. They're going to die of COVID because they haven't took it serious. 1, 2, 3 shots don't mean nothing. You got to get ready for God to heal you, divine healing. A lot of people didn't take the shot, they ain't dead. A lot of people took the shot, they're dead. They said it come from a coon dog. I've never heard of it. Whatever possum or whatever dog we said over in China. But the whole shebang, that the whole setup could have been handled better. But the government didn't handle it better. Trump messed it up. Trump dropped the ball. Dr. Fauci know what it was, but he wouldn't tell the people. So running, that means you got to trust in God. 96, let me, okay, I'm going, 96:07. I want to tell you that there's a healing coming for you and your family. There's a financial coming. And I want you to read Psalms 91. And I'm looking at another psalm going around and around and around. When it stop, I'll tell you. It said 95. That's a divine. What I'm giving you tonight is for divine healing. It ain't for no boyfriend, no girlfriend, for your hood. It's for you personally because you're on the line. Okay. And most things happen to us, we don't connect with God. We go get the pill and the asthma, and we don't pray over that. We just, well, the doctor said, take this pill. It's going to be all right. Everything you get, you need to pray over it. And you need to understand that. So I'm going to use 21:17 from Detroit. From your kneecaps to the bottom of your feet, I want you to anoint. But I want you to read Psalm 100 and read Psalm, what that say? Psalm 99. That's for you. And that's a divine. What I'm giving you tonight, it ain't from Bishop. This is a divine word from God. Read it, reread it. If you don't understand it, which some of you don't because you're too insane, when you don't understand it, I will tell you what it means. It might be talking about your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your daughter, your son. It might be talking about that. But if you ain't hooked up with God, you ain't going to get the message. The message in the book now is coming through revelation knowledge. And we're going to get revelation knowledge. All is well. Don't forget, if you got a need, plant a seed quickly. You need to plant that seed for your harvest for April, May, and June, and July. You need to plant that seed. And when you plant that seed, that this is for my trip. This is for my health. Just for my, just plant that seed. If you want a harvest, you got to plant a seed. And God will give you what to plant. Well, I can't make it. You're playing all other bills. Why not plant a seed for God to bless you while you can pay the rest of your bills? That makes sense. Abraham had that seed. Isaac, Jacob had the seed. Rashad, Meshach, and Abednego, they had the seed. And some of you don't know how to feed yourself out of sin. You don't know how to feed yourself to be healed. A young lady called me, was telling me about her daughter had breast cancer. And she went, I hold it, don't tell me no more. Seed. She been to tell me the whole time. I said, just see. She called me about 10 minutes later. I see it. I said, God said, she's going to be healed. That's all you got. That's what the Spirit told me. She seated. I said, she's going to be healed. Divine healing. Because you obeyed. See, the widow woman had two whole cakes. She's going to eat it and die. She seated. And she fed the whole neighborhood. When her son got sick, the prophet come and prayed for her son. So you can't be God given. What you give ain't nothing. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. It's a new thing going on. You don't know. You have overcome COVID. You have overcome the death of Abaddon, the death angel. God have brought you to this level where you've been able to go in your business in the trillion flow. Or you be able to get your new house. To be able to have money where you can be all right. because they owe you and they have to give you that, what's got to happen. Okay, and that's what's got to happen. Dr. King was assassinated April 4th. April 3rd, he was in Memphis, 1968, speaking about what I'm talking about now. And I'm going to play a speech where he was in Chicago in 1968. In March, he was in Chicago. He left Chicago and went to Atlanta and left Atlanta and come to Memphis and got killed in Memphis, got murdered by the evil spirit. Okay? So I'm going to play a little of that. Maybe it'll wake you up because you got to be active to what's going on. I marched in Marquette Park. I marched in Cicero. We marched down in Selma. We marched down in Tunica. And some of them places where the tornado hit, Dr. King had been to them places. Down, and so what I'm saying, in Jackson, Mississippi. So even in Sweetport, Dr. King got out of college. The first speech he did was in Sweetport, Louisiana, for the housing for poor black folks. So I want to tell you tonight, get ready. Set back for a comeback. You got to know tonight you're back. Don't forget Sunday morning from 11 to 12 with the bishop. But I want you to understand this tonight, that he's going to work it out. I'm going to bring Dr. King in a minute.
Control program in Chicago. made a referendum on the war. determined to be men. We are determined to be people. And that this COVID has been high in need of a doctor.